Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, May the 4th, 2017. I'm Mike Clifford. Today could be an historic day when it comes to affordable health care, for better or worse. Also on the rundown, gay conversion therapy, now banned in another state. Plus, we have the latest on the battle over equal access to the internet. Now, our top story, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle will be busy counting votes today as the Trump administration plans another attempt to repeal the Affordable Care Act. The Hill reports a nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office is not expected to have completed its analysis prior to the vote. Meantime, LGBTQ groups are bracing for an executive order expected to be signed today by President Trump that would lift some Obama-era protections for people in the gay community in the name of religious freedoms. More on the story from Suzanne Potter.
A previous version of the order, leaked a few months ago, contained exemptions from anti-discrimination laws for people and organizations that claim religious or moral opposition to things like transgender identity, same-sex marriage, and premarital sex. Mark Snyder with the Equality Federation says it is very broad and could lead to unintended consequences.
It's wide-ranging. The religious exemption would protect and support discrimination in hiring, providing public services, in healthcare, and beyond.
The leaked version asserts that, quote, Americans and their religious organizations will not be coerced by the federal government into participating in activities that violate their conscience.
Today is the National Day of Prayer. Since taking office, Trump has lifted guidelines that encourage schools to allow transgender students to use the bathroom of their choice. And from New England, a bill to ban gay conversion therapy in Connecticut has moved a step closer to becoming law.
The bill passed the state's House of Representatives on Tuesday by a vote of 141-8. Final passage would make Connecticut the seventh state in the nation to ban the long-discredited practice that claims to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. According to David McGuire, director of the ACLU of Connecticut, the bill bans exchanging money for conversion therapy, and mental health professionals who offer it could be sanctioned or even lose their license.
It is absolutely clear from medical research that conversion therapy is unnecessary and permanently harms LGBT youth. So we are really excited that it had that overwhelming vote, and we look forward to the Senate acting on it.
Those opposed to the bill say it interferes with parents' rights to make choices they believe are in the best interest of their children. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Governor Daniel Malloy has submitted testimony in favor of the bill and has promised to sign it. The U.S. House could vote today on the latest version of the American Health Care Act. Mark Richardson's been talking with health care advocates who say this bill could put even more older Americans at risk of losing their health coverage.
The removal of a pre-existing conditions benefit from the measure could cause millions of people with chronic conditions to see their health insurance costs skyrocket or have their coverage canceled. Michael Rowett with AARP Arkansas says the proposed changes making the rounds in Congress are not fair to those who were protected under the Affordable Care Act.
Allowing insurance companies to once again discriminate against Americans and Arkansans with pre-existing conditions because they've had cancer, diabetes, or heart disease, for example, frankly makes a bad bill even worse.
Republicans' first attempt to repeal and replace Obamacare in March never came to a vote because of a lack of support. Since then, several changes, including the pre-existing conditions clause, have been proposed, but as of Wednesday, passage was not assured. Backers of the bill say it makes health coverage fairer and would cut costs.
More than 300,000 kids in Indiana don't know where their next meal is coming from. Feeding America's 2017 Map the Meal Gap report is out, which looks at the hunger rate in every county across the country. We get the details from Veronica Carter.
The report analyzes factors like food price variations, food budget shortfalls, poverty, and unemployment. It says overall, 1 in 7 Indiana residents is food insecure. Emily Weikert-Bryant with Feeding Indiana's Hungry says the hunger rate for children is even higher, at 20% or more in 38 counties in the state.
You've got counties that are as high as almost 24% in Fayette, and nearly that high in Switzerland and Wayne as well. And so you're talking about really closer to 1 in 4 children who are at risk of hunger. So they don't know where that next meal is coming from.
In some cases, she says, the only places they have to turn for help are charitable organizations that distribute free food.
And finally, Eric Gladys tells us internet activists are gearing up for another battle after U.S. Senators Mike Lee of Utah and Ted Cruz of Texas introduced a bill this week that would block equal access to the internet.
The move comes on the heels of a proposal by new FCC Chairman Ajit Pai to roll back net neutrality rules put in place 2 years ago. Evan Greer, an organizer behind the BattleForTheNet.com website, says Pai, a former lobbyist for Verizon, wants to dismantle protections that millions fought for over the past several years.
What he wants to do is allow companies like Comcast, Verizon, and AT&T to slow down, censor websites, or charge websites for access to a fast lane while sticking the rest of us in a slow lane.
A 2014 effort to dismantle net neutrality sparked a campaign that generated nearly 4 million comments to the FCC. That's our news for now. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.